For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. The Bible teaches that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The fleshly desires of selfishness can be witnessed even in a small child. God has created heaven with holy perfection, and since there are none without sin, we all need justification through the sacrifice of Christ to receive salvation. This thought is eloquently captured by the songwriter in this refrain: "The God who looks within cannot see my sin. There is a precious Lamb who stands in between." This morning, Pastor Holland takes us to the fifth chapter in Romans as he teaches on the blessings of being justified.
Take your Bibles, Romans chapter 5. I want to speak to you this morning on the blessings of being justified. Justified means declared righteous. It's not anything that we did to become righteous, but it's just as we've never sinned. I'm grateful that God looks at me today and sees me as one that has never sinned. He looks down today and he sees what his son Jesus Christ did on the cross for me. Now we'll get to our text in just a moment, but in Romans chapter 4, in verse number 25, the Bible said, "Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." I'm grateful today the Lord was delivered up and died for our offenses, but he's raised again for our justification. Justification, meaning declared righteous, is not just our guarantee of heaven. I believe when a person gets saved, I believe God forgives them, and at that moment he declares them righteous in the sight of God. You said, "That's wonderful. That means being justified, I have heaven as my home." But I want you to know, it's not just heaven, and that's a wonderful thing, but it's enjoying the blessings of what God has done for us through the years as we live. I look back over the years of my own life, and I tell you, I like those songs. You've heard me say it before, but the song they sing, "I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now." I tell you, I began my journey many, many years ago, and I wouldn't take anything for the places that God has brought me to, the things that I've experienced along the way, and it's all because I have been justified and declared righteous in the sight of God. The moment we get saved, as I mentioned, we have been justified. It means to declare righteous, to declare that we're right. It's to vindicate us. It's to pay for our sin, which we cannot pay for ourselves. Justification is an accomplished fact based on Christ's work in Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 3, 24 through 26, the Bible said, "Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time of His righteousness, that He might be just, the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." We're justified freely by God's grace. What does that mean? Justification is the act of God to where God literally declares us righteous before God based on the finished work of Jesus Christ by going to the cross and dying for our sin. Understand today, there's no degrees of justification. If you're justified today, you're just as justified as I am, or the next fella, or the person down the row from you. Every one of us are justified equally in the same way. There's no degrees of justification. Justification is something that God does. It's not anything that man does. Man does not justify himself. God doesn't necessarily make us righteous, because the Bible said there's none righteous. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word declares righteous has a whole different aspect of a meaning. Just we're not made righteous, but we're declared righteous by Him. Justification is a legal matter. The righteousness of Christ is put upon our record. If you go and pull the record, and by the way, I'm glad today that the record's been made. I don't know how they keep records anymore. I doubt they do it with the file cabinets. But if you went down and pulled my file down at the courthouse, thank goodness, I think I have a clean record. And hopefully there would be something in there that would say that I was not guilty. I want you to know the reason I'm not guilty is because hopefully I kept myself out of trouble enough not to do anything that I shouldn't do. But if you pull my record from God's file cabinet, I want you to know there's a great deal that you could see there. There's a great deal of sin that I've committed against God, but somewhere on that file you'd find a stamp that says, not guilty, because I've been declared righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, if you have your Bibles, look with me in Romans chapter 5, and let's just read 1 and 2 to begin with. The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope and the glory of God. Go back to the first phrase, therefore being justified by faith. I want you to understand, faith is a very important thing in the life of the child of God. The Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. I want you to know the doctrine of justification is the foundation of all the support of the benefits that we receive in Christ. The moment we're declared justified, immediately God gives us the benefits and the blessings of being justified. If you go and get a job and somebody hires you, they'll bring out a benefit package and they'll give it to you and speak to you on the benefits of the new job that you have. But when God declared me righteous, not by works of righteousness which I've done, but according to His mercy, when God declared us righteous, He gave me a benefit package and the benefits that I enjoy because of what He's done for me. I want to speak to you this morning on the blessings of being justified. First of all, I want you to notice with me today, when we're justified, we receive the blessing of atonement. I want you to pick up with me in verse number 6 of Romans chapter 5, and let's read through verse 11. The Bible said, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That was us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's you and me. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I'm grateful today for the atonement, the blessing of atonement, when we're declared righteous in the sight of God. The first thing I want you to notice today is the person that bought it. The person that bought it. Verse 1 tells us that our justification is fully possible by the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for our sin. The Bible said in verse number 8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, every one of us is included in that. And I believe if I'd have been the only one, I still believe that He would have died for me. Look at verse 9. The Bible said, now justified by His blood. I like the songs about the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's the fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. I tell you, the Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission or forgiveness of sin. Look at verse number 10. He said, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. The only way we can even have access to God is through the death of His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross for our sin. Look at verse 11. He said, we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I'll tell you today, it's all because of Him. Jesus Christ is God's everything. I'll tell you, I like the song, Christ is all I need. Christ is all I need. Friend, today, I don't know where you stand in life. I don't know what you're experiencing, what you're going through. But I can tell you today, Christ has all the answers because He has atoned for you and I by the shedding of blood on the cross of Calvary. Second of all, we don't see the person who bought us, but we see the peace because of it. The Bible said that the lost are at enmity with God. Look at verse 10 of chapter 5. For if we, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 7. You're right there. He said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Because we obey the Word of God and the law of God and fulfill God's will, immediately we have peace with God. Justified by faith, we have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad today that I have made peace with God. I'm glad today that I can experience not only the peace with God, but the peace of God. But no longer must we be tortured by the guilt of shame and sin of my mind and my heart and my conscience. I'm no longer fearful. One day I will stand before God. One day I will give an account of my life. But I want you to know, when I stand before God, I have not been made righteous. I am not righteous, but Christ has declared me righteous in the sight of God. And when I stand before Him, I know that I have peace with God. Peace with God is salvation. I think today that He's our peace in all we do. We live in a very sin-filled generation of people that is exercising their rights, if you want to call them that, to drink alcohol, to take drugs. And by the way, we make a big deal sometimes about drugs, and I believe we should. But I believe alcohol is probably the leading problem in America today. And yet it seems not to be the thing that people are too concerned about anymore. But I tell you, all of that is people trying to seek something that will satisfy their soul. But only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only He can take a life and make it whole. Only He's the one that can declare you righteous in the sight of God. You can take all the pills and all the shots, and you can do everything there is to do, but I want you to know that no matter what, God is there, and He will meet your need, and He'll supply your need if you'll put your trust in Him. We sang that song a while ago, He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. It reminds me of a story I read one time. There was a storm that was going on, and the storm was raging. The winds were blowing. The waves were pounding against the rocks. And I tell you, it was one of the worst storms anybody had ever seen. But nestled in the cleft of the rock, there was a little bird that was sleeping away with all the peace of anyone or anybody or anything could have. And even though the storm was raging, he was safe in the cleft of the rock. Friend, I want you to know today the storms are raging, but we have peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter what happens our way, we have it because of the atonement, the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary for our sin. Understand this today. Jesus died for your sin. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I'm simply saying today, we have the benefit of His atoning blood. Friend, I'm going to heaven today because Jesus shed His blood. I'm going to heaven today because when I got saved, He stamped me justified, declared righteous in the sight of God.
Jesus was crucified for our sin and was raised from the dead so that we could join Him in heaven. Have you accepted the atoning blood of Christ for your salvation in eternity? The Bible teaches us that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You too can be justified through Christ. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.